I want you to take your Bible. Do you have your Bible with you? I hope most everybody, I hope you do. Take your Bible and hold it up now just for a minute. Take your Bible and put the Bible right here over your heart. Now, if you don't have a Bible, put your hand over your heart. Put your hand over your heart. Put the Bible right there. And I want you to pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Dear Lord, help me to love your word. Help me to enjoy the word of God. Help me to honor your word. Let me honor your word the way you want it honored. Help me to be full of your word. Let me be full of your word. Help me to understand your word. And let me honor the word of God. And God, we pray that we'll walk by your word. Let me live out your word. Let me believe your word. Let me talk your word. And be full of it. Help me to pray mighty prayers according to your word. And to give you all the glory. For your unspeakable gift of the Word of God. Thank you. You may be seated. Now you need to pray that every day. You need to pray that. I pray that prayer every time I read the Word, every day. Pray over the Word of God. Because this book is the same as God. The Word and God are inseparable. There's no difference. God and His Word are the same. They're the same. This is the same as God. This is God in written form. The Bible says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word was made flesh. This book is God in a written form. And He's given it to you. And He's given us this priceless gift of His Word. Now, if you want to know how God wants you to feel toward His Word, because this Word is the armor of God, this book, the truth in this book, is what will keep you. This is what's going to keep you, the armor. How you're going to fight the devil, how you're going to win, it will all depend on your relationship to this book. Amen. That's how you win or lose. The armor, this is the armor. This is the strength. And you armed inside of you. The armor is within you. To defeat the devil, to be victorious, to realize all that God has for you, it comes from this book. And the way your attitude and your response to this book is your response to God. How you respond to God is how you respond to His Word. It's the same. And He'll tell you exactly how He wants you to feel about His Word in the 119th Psalm. Now, if you have it, you can turn with me to the 119th Psalm. Will tell you how God wants you to feel toward His Word. He tells you how He wants your attitude to change and to be how you are to look at His Word and to think about it and to feel toward it. And this is the greatest Psalm in the Bible. No doubt about that. This is the greatest Psalm. 176 verses. That's why folks don't read it so often. It's long. And it's interesting. The style of it is the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And each letter Each section of this psalm starts with letter. If it was the English Bible, it would be like A. And then there are eight verses under A, and each of those verses starts with the letter A. In the Hebrew, it's the first Hebrew word of the alphabet, and each of the next eight verses start with that letter. And there's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, therefore eight verses in each one makes 176 verses. All of these verses, with the exception of three, speak about the Word of God, all of them. And all of them are directed toward God, a prayer to God, or a response to God, all of them. And in this, you will hear the prayer and you'll gain the understanding of how God wants you to respond to His Word. Now, the Word is you. There's 10 words used in this psalm for the Word of God. So I'll change that to say the Word instead of name. It's testimony. It's the law. It's precepts. It's different ones. All of them are names of sections of the Word of God. And he speaks of the different sections of the Word that they had. But to help us, it's all the Word. So we'll change it to the Word so we'll get the meaning as it relates to us. And I want you to just to notice that the first three verses are not addressed to God. The rest are all to God, and then also in the 115th verse. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law, in the law of the Lord, or the word of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. Now that'll be repeated many times in this psalm. Who seek him with your whole heart. The only way to seek God is wholeheartedly. Anything less doesn't work. You have to seek him most first. He has to become the quest of your life, that I'm seeking God with all of my heart. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statute, the first prayer. Oh, that I would be directed to keep it out of my heart. I'm seeking to keep your word. Praise God. It's right away, it says in verse 9, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. If the word is in you powerful enough, it will give you the strength and the direction to overcome lust, to overcome everything. There's power in that book and in God's word to give you the strength to be an overcomer. Then he says it again. By taking heed to your word, and with my whole heart, the prayer goes again, I have sought you with my whole heart. Then dropping down to verse 11, your word I have hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's the thing that's going to keep you. Your emotions won't keep you. Feelings won't keep you. Even feeling good won't keep you. As wonderful it is, I'm all for feelings. I love it. I'm all for feeling good, but they will not keep you. It's the Word of God that will keep you. I have hid it that I might not sin against you. I have hid thy Word in my heart. It's got to be placed in there. It's got to be in you. And then he says this about the Word. Dropping down to 14, I have rejoiced in the way of your word or testimonies as much as in all riches. I rejoice in your word as much as I do in any riches that could come to me. Is that your feeling about the word? That is more important to you. You enjoy it and rejoice in it more than if you're a wealthy man. You are wealthy. You are wealthy because you've got something worth more than any wealth that could be given to you. And this is God speaking about his book. And don't let Satan say, no, that's not quite true. Yes, it's true. It's more valuable than any wealth that could be given to you. It's more valuable than if Bill Gates gave you all of his billions. This is more valuable than Bill Gates' billions. They didn't get a great amen on that one. But it happened to be true. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. Then dropping to 18, I've got to hurry now. I can't, listen, we got to get through here. 18, open my eyes, the prayer that we prayed. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things from your law or your word. Open my understanding that I might see, that I could understand. Let my mind open up to grasp the incredible promises, the incredible truth, the incredible riches that are awaiting those that are in Christ. Let me grab a hold of it. Let me understand what this calling of yours is all about. Hallelujah. The wonderful things that there are. And there are things that are wonderful beyond words that he's promised to you, that he's going to bestow on us. Hallelujah. And you got to know about them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Then to repeat that again, just turn over. Give me understanding. Give me, and I will keep your word. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Give me understanding that I can keep the word of God. The prayer that has to come out of you in relationship to this book. The prayer that has to come out of me. Then in verse 33, teach me, O Lord, the way of your word, and I will keep it to the end. If you will teach me, I will keep it. If you will give me the understanding, I will keep it. Indeed, I will observe it with my whole heart. I will follow it wholeheartedly. I won't turn to the right. I won't turn to the left. I won't seek after other things. I will seek you and your word and your truth, that I might be filled with you and with your truths. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then it's skipping over to a little further. I will delight myself in your word, which I love. I will delight. You know, you've got to get beyond, I'm reading this book because I ought to. You have to get beyond that. Then rebuke yourself and talk to yourself and give yourself a sermon every now and then and say, you are going to love the Word of God because it's God's Word. It's straight from God, speaking directly to you. God Almighty, the Creator of the universe, wants to talk to you. And he wants you to want to hear him. Praise God. I will delight myself in it, for I love your word. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments. I am going to lift them up and promise that I'm going to keep them. I'm going to lift them up in pledge to you. I lift my hands up in pledge to you. I will follow you. I will keep your word. I will listen to you. I will not listen to other voices. I will not listen to the voice of Ben Crandall in the flesh and my natural man. I will not listen to others. I will listen to you. I pledge myself to hear the voice of God and to listen to you. Hallelujah, which I love. He repeats that again. And I will meditate on your word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your word or statutes, as part of his word, have been my songs. in the house of my pilgrimage. That's what we're singing. It's wonderful to sing. He says, I'm singing those songs in my pilgrim journey. As we're on our way to heaven, I've got songs out of your word. I'm singing the truth of your word. And I thank God for the singing that goes on here. Hallelujah. And sing it home and praise God. Pastor Carter would like to play the piano. I'd like to be able to sing, but I won't try it. I've not asked God to let me do it now because I don't want to hurt you, but I would love to sing the praises of God like David did. Hallelujah. In the house of my pilgrimage, I remember your name in the night. Praise God. I thought upon my ways and turned my feet to your word. I thought about my ways. I thought about them. And I turned my feet around. Praise God. To keep your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay. I made haste. I didn't delay to keep your commandments. I saw my feet going in the wrong direction. And the only way you'll know that is by the word of God. And so often as I know this word, I see my thought patterns are going out of the wrong, in the wrong direction. And I have to turn them around quickly and say, no, you don't think that. You don't go in that direction. That's not according to the word. And you got to do it quick. You can't let Satan ponder and talk you into doing the wrong thing and justifying yourself. When the word tells you you're wrong, say, yes, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm wrong, and turn your feet around. And everybody has to correct their ways from time to time. And some of us, often we correct our ways because our nature, our own natural man, don't want to go in the Word of God. But He wants you to quickly, when you realize that's not in the Word, that's not the path, then turn quick. Because that's the way of victory. If you go slow and you talk with Satan, he'll keep you going in the wrong direction. Make haste. Do not delay to follow the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Before, I believe David wrote this psalm. There's a great deal of debate over, and even evangelicals, who wrote the psalm, Moses or David. I think it's David because when I read it, it sounds like David. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Before I was afflicted, I wandered. But now I'm keeping your word. Hallelujah. It is good for me that I've been afflicted. What a marvelous testimony. It was good for me that I was afflicted. That I may learn your statutes, because it stopped me, and I learned, and I was taught, and I listened, and I was corrected. And God will correct everyone. He corrects me. He will correct you. He wants to correct you. And you have to accept correction. Praise God. And I learned, and I was corrected. It was good for me. Praise God, that I would learn, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth, the word of your mouth is better to me than thousands of shekels of gold and silver. The word of your mouth is more valuable to me than millions of dollars. It's more valuable to me. That's not a lie. He's not just talking, exaggeration. This is the truth. This is God speaking. He says, I want this book to be more valuable to you and the truths in it than millions of dollars. It's more valuable than millions. It's more valuable than millions. It's more valuable than money. It's more valuable than money. As much as America loves money, the word is more valuable than money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right and that in faithfulness you've afflicted me. I know that you are right and I'm wrong. Praise God. Say, everybody say, you're right and I'm wrong. Praise God. And you have to live that out. Praise God. You have to be wrong to be right. Did you know that? You have to be willing to be wrong in order to really live a right life. You have to be corrected by God. You have to accept correction. You have to be willing to listen to God when he says, that's wrong. What you just said was wrong. Then you got to back up on it. Hallelujah. Right then. Back up. It's getting awful quiet in here, Pastor, tonight. This is a quiet time in here tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Forever, O Lord, verse 8 and 9, your word is settled in heaven. Forever. Now, this book is established in heaven. It's settled in heaven. This book is settled in heaven. It's settled for eternity. It won't pass. It's for eternity. This truth is eternal. Truth is always eternal. This truth is eternal. It is settled. Hallelujah. It is settled. Praise God. And I've read the last chapter and we win. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. Your faithfulness comes down to us. This book is established. These truths are forever. And you can build on them and you can count on them. And they will defeat the enemy in any generation. They are forever. Hallelujah. 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 Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my afflictions. If it hadn't been that your word I delighted in, I would have perished. I would have sunk. I would have gone under. But I delighted in your word, and it saved me. I will never forget your word. Hallelujah. I will never forget it, because I would have perished, but these truths saved me. This will save you. There's power in this book to save you, to keep you from destruction, to keep you from the plan of the enemy, to save you from the plans of Satan. There's a way out for everybody in here, and the way out is in the Word. There's a way for you, hallelujah, to win. Say win. There's a way in the Word for you. Hallelujah. And I will never forget it. Then in verse 97, oh, how I love your Word, your law or your Word. It's just part of it. How I love it. It is my meditation all the day. I meditate on it. That's what God is saying. He said he wants you to do. Meditate on the Word, not on criticism, not on what somebody else is saying, not finding fault, not in negative stuff. Meditate on the things of God. Hallelujah. Keep your praise high. You, through your commandments or Word, have made me wiser than my enemies. I love that. Said the Word of God will make you smarter than your enemies. Hallelujah. But you got to know it. You got to know it so it'll come to you when you need it. It's got to be in you. Praise God. Your Word is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers. Wow. Because he was in the Word more than his teachers. And he was wiser because he was in the Word more than his teachers. For your testimonies are my meditation. Your Word is my meditation. I'm in it. And it has lifted me above my enemies. The Word has lifted me above my teachers. Praise God. I understand, by understanding this Word, more than the elderly or ancient. Because I keep your Word. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I could keep your Word. I restrain my feet. I restrain my thinking. I restrain my life. My life has strong ropes on it and strong controls on it. But I have been into this book meditating, and it has lifted my understanding beyond that. I'm wiser than my enemies. I know more than those that taught me. I know more than the elderly because of the word of God that is in me. 105, your word is a lamp to my feet, and it is a light to my path. You're never in the darkness when you're filled with the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care how bad the world gets. I don't care how dark it gets outside or how bad the conditions get. If you have that word in you, it will lighten your feet. It will be a light to your path, will lighten up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just praise him for that a minute. Hallelujah. It will lighten your path. It will lighten your feet. He says the value of this book is that it will give you light in the darkness. Regardless of how dark it is in the world, it will give you light. Your testimony is 111. I have taken as a heritage forever. This word is my inheritance. This is my heritage. I don't need Bill Gates's inheritance, really. I've got something better. This is my inheritance, and this is an eternal inheritance. This is an eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. I've got an inheritance for eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The truths of this book, of the next life, of how to live and how to enter heaven and all that goes with it, folks. It is incredible that he's called us and he's given us this word and this guide to guide us safely. There's enough here to keep anybody. If you'll give heed to it, it will take you there. God can save any person that will be willing to take his word and take him into their life. He can make you a winner. He can bring you through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you got to put your heart into the things of God and into his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. For they are the rejoicing of my heart. That's what I rejoice over. You know, I'm not against sports, but I really don't care anything about it. Because, I'm not against it, but it does nothing for me. It doesn't really matter to me that the ball goes over the fence. What matters to me is that my heart is filled with the Holy Spirit and with God. Hallelujah. I rejoice in the things of God. I rejoice in redemption. I rejoice in his word. I rejoice in his truth. I rejoice in the songs of the Spirit and hearing this choir and the people of God and being with the people of God. That's what we rejoice in. Hallelujah. I'm not against the other, but I'm so taken up with this other that it has a very small place with me. And the more you get into the things of God, it takes away from that. That's not what I'm excited about. I'm excited about Jesus and about the Word and his truth and the future that we have in him. Hallelujah. The incredible, incredible, incredible future that we have in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Therefore, I love your commandments or your word more than gold. Yea, I love it more than fine gold, the best gold. I love it more. Therefore, all of your words, your precepts concerning all things, I consider to be right. I hate every false way. All of your truth in your book and your precepts and your commandments and your words and your instructions are right. I could embrace every one of them. They are right. It's right. This book is right. Ben Crandall is wrong when I'm not in this book. And you're wrong when you're not in this book. This book is right. Hallelujah. It is right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's right in all things. Say all things. It's right in everything it says. It's not just right in what you like. And it's not so right in what you don't like. This book is right in everything. From page to, from cover to cover, it's right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be filled with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Direct my steps by your word. Keep my steps going according to the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I cry it out with my whole heart. Hear me. And he always hears you when you cry with your whole heart. And I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning, and I cry out for help. I hope in your word. I believe in your word. I trust in your word. I cry out because I have faith in your word. And I cry out for you because I trust in your word. And I cry out to you. My eyes are awakening, are awake through the night watches, that I might meditate on your word. I stay awake at night thinking about the word of God, not the problems, not the other stuff. I think about the truths of God's word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, and he will, and he does when those, that's the condition of your prayer. Hallelujah. Then he says something wonderful, 159. Consider how I love your precepts. God, take thought of how I love your word. Take note of the fact that I really love your word, that I study your word, that I meditate on your word, that I'm filled with your word, that I honor your word, I take time with your word, I give your word a high place, the right place in my life that you wanted to have, because the entrance of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endure forever. The entirety, all of your word is truth, and every one will endure forever. My heart stands in awe of your word. I stand in tremendous reverence when I think of the incredible truths that are revealed to me about time and eternity, and of Christ coming from heaven down to this earth and redeeming us. The incredible truths of redemption. I stand in awe and I rejoice. I rejoice in your word as one that finds great treasure. When I see another truth, I think, oh, I have found another treasure. My heart rejoices because of the truth that's revealed to me. I've discovered valuable truths, incredible things of value. Praise God. Praise God as one who finds great treasures. 164. Seven times a day I praise you. Now, I'm always checking myself, and I'm failing so often. Seven times a day. Why should he praise God more than I do? Why should he praise God more than you do? This is God speaking to me. This is God speaking to you. He's praising God constantly, seven times a day. When you get up the first thing in the morning, praise God. And not turn the TV on or something else or grab this or do some complaining. Praise the Lord when you get up in the morning. Come, let's get, somebody say amen. Praise the Lord when you get up in the morning. Praise the Lord at the coffee break. Praise the Lord at lunch. Praise God in the middle of the afternoon. Praise him at dinner time. Praise him later. Praise him in the last thing at night. Praise God the last thing, the first thing, all day long. Let your mind be praising God. Hallelujah. 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 You'd be surprised how much better it would be to live with you. How much happier it would be. rather than complaining. When you're praising God, it takes you away from all the wrong stuff and the wrong direction that Satan would direct your thoughts in. Put them out of the way and be a praise person. Be a praise person. Be a praise. Come on. Be a praising person. Praising God. Praising God. Praising God. Praising God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God, because of your judgment, great peace have those who love your word and who are praising you. Great peace have those that are filled with your word and that love you and are filled with your praise. They have great peace, peace. That's what the world can't ever give you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we come to the end. It ends beautifully. 176. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant. I went astray. All, Isaiah said, all like sheep have gone astray. All of us have gone astray and turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. All of us have gone astray. Jesus said there's a shepherd that had 100 sheep, and one of them went astray. And just as he said, seek me, Lord, search for me, the sheep had gone astray. There's somebody in here tonight that you've gone astray. And you've strayed from the Lord. And he winds up this greatest of song with a fabulous truth. We have gone astray, but he's wooing you back to the fold. The great shepherd is out searching for you tonight. He has sent the Holy Spirit to wherever you are, searching for you tonight to come back. To come back and join his crowd, join the host of heaven, and get back in harmony, and get back into the Word of God, and get back to where God wants you, and start again. But I've messed up. Start again. Never give up, because he's always ready. The great shepherd ends his psalm ready to take any person back, any wandering sheep. He's ready to take you back tonight. And all of us need a greater love. This is God's attitude toward the book. This is what he wants you to feel toward the book. This entire psalm is God speaking to you. That's how he wants you to feel toward his word and the life he wants you to live in the word and by the power of the word. So there's a place for us. But if you've wandered, he invites you back tonight. He is so loving. He is so kind, so ever calling you back. Not holding a stick over you, I'm going to destroy you. You know, he said, come back. Start again. Make it up. Come on. Get back with God tonight. And to those of us that are with him, he's challenging us to get this so into us. Regardless of the hour of the storms that come, we'll stand powerfully strong and as a beacon in this dying world. God bless you as the pastor comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Crandall, for a wonderful word from the Lord. Folks, let me tell you a story just for a couple of minutes. When I came to Christ in 1978, one of the things that God granted me was an incredible love for his word. And I would read this book. I was a police officer then, and I remember I was working radar. And the radar we had at that time didn't work in the rain. I would pray for rain. I'd pray, God, let it rain today. Because when it rained, I didn't have to be out there. I didn't have to be answering and giving tickets and all this stuff. And so I'd park behind some shed somewhere. I'd open the Bible, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Sometimes I'd cry. Sometimes I'd laugh. Sometimes I'd tremble. And there was this gladness in my heart because all these years looking for a reason for life and for truth. And finally, I had found it. And you knew, I knew instinctively, these are not just casual words in a book. This is God, because this book had the capability of speaking into my heart like no book I had ever read in my entire life. And I began to read this book and believe this book. And then I started to see promises, unattainable things in natural strength, but promises that God made, that he said, if I'll do this for you, and I will glorify my name in you. And I began to see it. Nobody taught it to me. I never heard it preached. I saw it because I was in the book. And I was so convinced of this that I got a big piece of yellow cardboard. It was, what do you call it? Bristle board. It's about maybe 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet. And I wrote out a passage of scripture and tacked it to the wall in our kitchen. Now, my wife, Teresa, was very gracious. She left it there for a few years. She didn't take it down. It meant so much to me. And it was this. My son, it's Proverbs 2, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. If you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And I put that up on my wall in my kitchen so that every day when I was there, I would look up at it and I say, God, I cry after knowledge. And I lift up my voice for understanding. And I want this more than silver. I want it more than the finest treasures that are hidden in this world. I want to know your word. And I want to be able to understand you. I want to walk in something more than just religiousness and church attendance. I want to live a life that knows you. And I began to cry out for these things. And God began to unlock this book to me. And he unlocked the promises. And I began to step through these doors. Every promise is a door into impossibility of man, but possibility with God. And I began to walk through these doors. And it's this love of the Word of God that has kept me on this journey for 31 years and taken me into places that are absolutely impossible for me to have gone. But God became God in my heart. And so many people today, it's like I shared tonight about the piano. They just want to go to a service somewhere, and they want magic dust to come down from heaven, and they want a quick fix. They want to be instantly spiritual. They want to walk in the miraculous with no learning, no effort. As much as God is not going to let me play the piano like Greg Thomas, folks, it's not going to happen somewhere. And the laziness of this church age, that people will pay $2,000 to get on an airplane to travel to another country to have some false prophet give them a word as they see it. You know, instead of just going into the book, God says, look, I've given it to you. Why don't you just go and get it for yourself? Why don't you just go in and dig it out? It's all there. And you don't have to run somewhere to get a word. I've given you translations, copies of what I've had to say to you. But you see, we're in a lazy age that where people just say, well, you know, let the preacher give it to me. And let somebody else tell it to me. But nobody wants to dig into this book and find it for themselves. If you seek, he said, if you cry out for knowledge and lift up your voice, it's not so much just that we read. You don't learn by the volume of the reading. It's the intensity of the heart in the reading. Lord, help me. This is a spiritual book. So by the Holy Spirit, help me to understand this. I pray this all the time. God, help me to understand this. Help me to see deeper than the surface level of the pages, because this is a spiritual living book. Speak it into my heart. Now, I want to finish with just this, because this was exploding again into me as Brother Crandall was speaking. God gave me a psalm, a promise to me personally, and he'll do that for you. Through all the trials, through all the floods, through all the fires, through all the things that we've had to endure, he gave me a promise. And here was the promise from Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have it engraved on a mirror and put in my house. Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord and delights greatly in his commandments. God said, now if you delight in my word, I'll bless you. This was a promise to me. Now God will make a promise to you. His seed, that means his children, will be mighty on the earth. And the generation of the upright will be blessed. And I've held to that. And I've lived to see God fulfilling this, that my children would not be just kind of ordinary, but they will allow God to be God in them. That's where the mightiness of our seed comes through. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Now, we are not rich by this world standards, but there's a wealth of God in our house. You know, Pastor Teresa and I, our kids like to hang out with us. I think that's, and there's joy in our home. Very, very rarely a hard word spoken. There's how many parents do you know that 30-year-old kids want to come over and hang out with you on the weekend? And I thank God for that, because there's life in our home and there's joy in our home. There's a wealth and a riches, as we heard tonight, that there's no money can buy this. Unto the upright there rises light and darkness. I'm not afraid of the day we're living in. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man shows favor and lends and guides his affairs with discretion. And that really means God says, I'll put a path before you. That means even in business, you'll know what to do and what not to do. Some smooth talker will stand before you and all of a sudden this voice comes and says, look beyond the wool. You're going to see a couple of really sharp teeth in that mouth. This is not what it appears to be. There'll be a voice there because you have loved the word of God. Oh, I've been protected so many times now. Surely he shall not be moved forever. It doesn't mean that we won't go through trials. It doesn't mean even momentarily, you know, we can have a shaking come to us. But God says, you'll not be cast down. And the righteous will be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He is dispersed. He's given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. In other words, those who truly know God are not afraid to be generous. They're not afraid to let whatever God puts in their hands flow through their hands to other people, because there's something of God's heart that has been imparted to them. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. I love it. I love it. I love it when my enemies can triumph. And, you know, there are enemies. I mean, you're going to face them. Some of them live in a body. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away, and the desire of the wicked shall perish. Oh, folks, just like an ice cube on a hot July sidewalk, they just melt away. That's what God says. Your enemies will melt away because you're choosing to walk in truth. That means you're forgiving your enemies. That means you're learning what's in here. That means you're doing what is right. That means you're choosing what God says above how you feel. And the Lord says, this is what I'll do for you. You'll just watch your enemies melt away one after another all the days of your life. Whether they're enemies of your own heart, whether they're physical enemies, whether they're spiritual enemies, you'll just simply watch them melt away. They will not triumph over you. And that's the promise of God. You will leave this world with your feet up in your bed like Jacob and blessing the next generation and heading into eternity with confidence. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You've heard the altar call tonight. For those that have strayed from God, you're welcome to come home. But there's something even deeper than this, that if you've lost this passion for the word of God, if you've lost this simple love for God's word and God's truth, this simple desire to say, this will guide my life, not what I think, not what I feel, not what a thousand opinions have to offer me, but this book will be the guide of my life. It not only protects you and I, but this is the doorway into the miraculous. And I have lived in the miraculous. I know what this is about. He has surely, surely taken the least of all people and given me what only God can give, as I think just a foretaste for everyone else. It's a type of saying, God's saying it's for everybody. It's not just for a select few. It may have been that way years ago in the Old Testament, but not now. It's all flesh, according to what I read. My spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your older men will dream dreams. On my servants and handmaidens, he says, I'll pour out of my spirit. That is the day we're living in now. God says, I'll be God in a people who will just choose to know me and let me be God. Praise be to God. Be encouraged tonight. Be encouraged. The best days are ahead of us now, folks. What a time to be alive. What an incredible time to be alive. We're going to stand and just sing a chorus. And I know it's just a simple act of faith, but if you'd like a deeper love for the Word of God, if you'd like to come back to God, if you feel like you've just grown cold and bored with the things of God, then just make your way to this altar, and we'll end with the prayer that we began with. Oh God, that I may love your Word, that I may honor your Word, that I may be steeped in the Word of God. Just come. Just come. The Lord will hear that cry, and he'll answer that cry tonight. You'll know it answered before you go to sleep tonight. You'll find something has changed in your life. Ask, he said, and you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. It's that simple. It's no more complicated than this. God, I want this. I want a renewed love for your Word. You come tonight. We're going to believe God together. John said, the Word became flesh and we beheld him, full of grace and truth. And when they looked at Jesus, they saw two things. John said, we saw truth, absolute, pure truth. But we also saw the grace so that we might become partakers of that truth. That means not only truth, but the power to live in that truth. All of these things were in Jesus Christ. He would never ask us to be something that we couldn't have any possibility of being. With truth comes the grace, the power, the favor through Jesus Christ to live in that truth and to let that truth live in us. 2009 is a year of miracles. This is a year of miracles. Don't settle for anything you don't have to settle for. You get in the book and read it and you'll see it. And God, as much as Psalm 12 became mine, there'd be something in the Bible that becomes yours. That would become your promise. God says, this is for you. I'm speaking to you. This is yours. And you look at it and you receive it from the Holy Spirit and let God make it a reality in your life. Talk about a song that will come into your soul. Talk about a bounce in your step. Talk about hope for tomorrow. Talk about a word to share with people, that it's no longer just theology, as marvelous as that is. It's an experience. It's theological experience. It's like, I not only can show it to you, but I can show it. I've lived it. I know that this is the truth. Praise be to God. Father, thank you, Lord, for this word tonight. Thank you that it's your word. We've just listened to verse upon verse upon verse of eternal truth. Help our hearts, oh God, to embrace these things. Help us to walk in a love of your truth, Lord. And hearts of faith to believe, Lord, this is not just for somebody else. This is for me too as well. God, take us into the miraculous this year. Let us be changed by your word, oh God, from image to image and glory to glory. Let this truly be a year of the miraculous. When everyone else is talking about depression and recession, we're talking about glory and mercy and change, God. Lord, we thank you, God. Oh, God, you will have a contrast in this hour that we're living in. Thank you, Lord. When everyone is depressed and gloomy, we'll be a people of joy with bounce in our step and light in our eye. Lord, because your word is a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. God, we thank you that we can hide your word in our hearts so we might not sin against you. We will walk in truth by the grace of our God. Father, we thank you for this. Thank you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight.